On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, the stories told within the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center are more than historic. They're personal, as we hear in this conversation between co-workers Yolanda Scherer and Sherry Fillingham.
Yolanda, we both work at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, and I know you have a tie to a great abolitionist and someone involved in the movement. Before we get into the relationship, can you tell me a little bit about who William Still is or was?
Sure. William Still was a African-American physician, actually, in Philadelphia. He was born and raised in Indian Mills, New Jersey. He moved to Philadelphia and helped an abolitionist core group to record stories of slaves who escaped from the South. And once they made it to Philadelphia, they met with Dr. William Still, actually. He gave them a physical, and then he would record their stories. His role was to attempt to reconnect those slaves with families that were lost during the slave trade.
So in other words, he was doing a abolitionist story corps.
That's a great description.
You're a descendant of his. What's the relationship?
I am his great, 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 and probably one more great niece. My grandmother on my mother's side was Marie Estelle Still Williams. Yeah, when I walk in the hallway and I see his picture, sometimes I just have to stop and I say thank you. And it reminds me on the days that I say, you know what, you got to keep pushing and keep trying to advocate for the mission of the Freedom Center.
How is he represented in the public displays at the Freedom Center?
He's got several portraits, one on the fifth floor, and then there are two in the children's section of the center.
What did you feel like the first time you saw those?
I cried. I was actually interviewed on the day of grand opening by ABC News, and he asked me that same question. And we were sitting next to the slave pen. We're sitting on the steps of the slave pen, and that's when it really hit me. He showed the picture. I actually did two interviews, one with a newfound cousin who actually was a cameraman.
Oh, wow.
And he was a direct descendant of Peter Still. And I literally, it just, emotions just overwhelmed me. And I cried. I bawled like a baby. And I said, please don't show that on national TV. They did anyway, but.
You have yet to be at the William Still home. You're going, this summer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to be your reaction when you get there?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be in awe. When you see something, it's like when when we go to the slave pen, and every day we walk past the slave pen in the Grand Hall, but when you stop to really reflect, and if you ever go in the slave pen and you're standing in the middle of this structure, and that's when you say, okay, you feel the spirits of every single individual that came and spent time in that slave pen. I think it will probably be very similar.
With the added tie that's blood, that's family.
That's the big thing. This is my family. And sometimes you just have to say thank you for doing what you did and count your blessings and say, you know, this was a really, really big deal. And certainly I can't make a contribution as big as he did, but when you really look at the whole picture, that is an amazing piece of history that is still unbelievable to me.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.